In a few moments, I will sign a presidential order extending the moratorium on offshore drilling on Florida's Gulf Coast and expanding it to Florida's Atlantic coast as well as the coasts of Georgia and South Carolina.
The president spoke in Columbia, South Carolina, where Trump ally Lindsey Graham is facing a strong challenge for his Senate seat. The announcement drew applause from Florida's 1st District Congressman Matt Gaetz, another staunch Trump supporter, and from Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson.
We sent a letter to the White House asking for the extension, basically saying the prohibition of offshore drilling in Florida, they just are incompatible with our culture, with our economy, with our way of life.
But can Trump or any president issue such an order on a subject that Congress must decide? Former U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, a Florida Democrat, says he cannot, calling the announcement another Trump election year head fake.
We're not going to be safe until Congress passes a permanent ban on drilling off of Florida's coast. If he's really sincere, he'll say, I'm going to offer this legislation to the Congress and I will support it and sign it.
Nelson and then Senator Mel Martinez, a Republican, worked together on the existing ban that's scheduled to expire in 2022. The size of the existing buffer varies depending on the coastline.
125 miles from Pensacola, Panama City, and if you go straight west from Tampa, it's about 235 miles. And if you go straight west from Naples down in South Florida, it's closer to 250 miles.
Trump is actually proposing to change the overall five-year oil drilling plan, says Nelson. Looking back, he said there was resistance among many Republicans as he and Martinez shepherded the original measure. But he adds that things changed in 2010.
Today and yesterday, there were two, actually, ROVs that were trying to cap that well down there. There will be other plans in place to try to cap that well and mitigate this pollution.
The Deepwater Horizon oil spill so messed up Northwest Florida's beaches and lost an entire season of tourists. The public has said, we don't want any oil drilling off of Florida, and that's now reflected among bipartisan members of Congress.
Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson, who was chairman of the Escambia County Commission 10 years ago, says the oil spill remains fresh in a lot of people's memories.
We have a significant amount of shoreline on Pensacola Bay, and it showed that the oil spill came all the way into Pensacola Bay. From our standpoint, the most important thing that we think is that there should be no drilling in the Eastern Gulf.
Even if he had the authority to do it, it would still be pandering for votes in Florida. And by the way, Georgia and South Carolina as well.
Charles Zeldin is a political scientist at Nova Southeastern University.
He's simply trying to say what will play good in a battleground state. And Florida is most definitely not only a battleground state, but perhaps the most important one of the lot.
As far as an actual bill to extend the deadline on the original drilling moratorium, former Senator Bill Nelson says any movement likely would come with a change of administrations.
The clock is ticking down for 2022. If you have a change, you will see the new Biden administration push such a law and should be able to get it through the Congress.
When it comes to seeking votes in Florida, Trump is out for Trump only. Florida has no U.S. Senate race in 2020. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.